Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps aside. In all these years, he has learned. The filters are removed of the humanism in him. And I come through, not as Kryon, but as a family member from the other side of the veil. And I say to you, I know you. I remember you. The room is filled with facilitators. And I know it, for I know who's here. And you may say, well, there may be some, but not me, Kryon. You got that wrong. And I will say, old soul, maybe not this time. By facilitators, I mean medicine men, shaman. What the old souls do on the planet. Like a school of experience to get you here now. I may have said this before and maybe not in these words. But there is such admiration from my side of the veil through your existence here. I think I've given you the story before. That the piece of you which is star stuff is who I know. And that when you leave the corporeal body, there is energy and the soul lives on. And so when I look at you, I see all of you. All of the past lives from the very beginning, the struggles from the very beginning, the victories from the very beginning. It goes beyond the 150 or so of you who are here and literally projects to thousands of individual faces. That's who's here. And that equals what I would call an old soul. One who has paid her dues, his dues, on this planet to get to a place where you are today. The channel tonight is going to talk about the future. Specifically next year and beyond. Not prophecy, but energy. Because things are starting to shift where energy becomes everything. You know that, old soul, because you've taught it. But there are many who have yet to see this. And it's the energies of so many things, processes, that you're just on the periphery of. What about the energy of synchronicity? There's someone in here who has come at the last possible moment. I know who you are. You're here to meet someone else who you don't know. And the intuition that brought you here may not know that, but that's what brought you here. For humans come together synchronistically and they build bridges. One has perhaps a puzzle and the other has the answer. One has a quest and the other one has the same quest. Sometimes it's a simple economics, sometimes it's more than that. Sometimes it involves love. You don't know, but you're here. And the person you're supposed to meet is also. You're probably not even aware of why you came. Now, this is a process, is it not, that has energy, unexplainable to many, and yet you can plan it. And so there is a conundrum, a puzzle, out of logic. You have a system that will work based on what many would call chance. When I tell you that the future of the planet is going to depend on chance, I'm going to give it a name, planned chance energy. Produced at the right time and the right place, bringing together the right energies in a confluence of solution. It will create inventions. It will create partnerships, solutions for the planet. And when you start to see these things happen, you will say how lucky they were to have met over and over. These are the kinds of things, dear ones, that we want to tell you about. Magnificent you are. You've come to this place to learn more about this energy and others and what might be ahead, because so many of you are feeling it. Now, I want to pause a moment. I want to honor the discernment of so many in the room who know that this is real. There's always the question if the man in the chair is channeling or pretending. And that is nothing that I have had to say today, because I know who's here. What have you been through that would bring you here, old soul? The ones who come to a meeting like this have been through so much. And I'm not talking about this life, although you have here too. What does it mean? And why have you had to go through it? All of these questions are starting to come together because of the timing of what you've created. What if I told you that every single lifetime, no matter what you experienced, was on purpose to layer you to literally a powerful individual who's been through so much and has the wisdom factor that we speak of? I've said it before. When you come back, and you will, you're going to remember who you are. And you're not going to make the same mistakes you made before, because you're going to have the wisdom of the old soul. The Akash is going to be a lot more transparent, dear ones, when you arrive again, and you can already see it in the children. Do you know children who are telling you who they used to be? Now, I've just spoken to somebody in the room who said yes. Your grandchildren, I know who's here. On a periphery, the children are already aware. The old soul, you, the next journey you make, returning with a young body yet again, you will have the wisdom to use it. You will awaken early. You'll know who you are. And you'll start to change the planet in a whole different way. That is the promise we have of the old soul. But as we said last night, there is another process going on that you should know of, and that is what we will call internal graduation. That is to say, awakening now. The definition of ascension today is moving into the next lifetime without death, and that is your privilege, old soul. That's new. Being able to bring wisdom to the planet because of the awakening and the time and the things that are going to transpire soon. And that's what you're preparing for. We've given you the notes, what to do, how to do it. just think it's not for everyone. It can't be. They haven't been through what you've been through. Just think. You think it's a coincidence that almost everyone here is an old soul. They know what I'm speaking of. It's not just a coincidence. You feel it. It brings you to the chair, and you know who you are. We are so enamored by you. Do you know there was a chance you would not be here? You would not have made this. It wasn't that long ago. Did you know that I could not arrive on this planet until the harmonic convergence had been manifested? Did you know that that was the signal for all of those who are awakening today, channeling today, writing the books today, helping others, healing? You wouldn't have done it had not the harmonic convergence happened, and it would not have happened unless the consciousness of the planet had allowed for it. This is not prophecy, dear one. This is promise. You're already doing the things that we said you were going to do. Slow it may appear to you, we see a bigger picture. We know what's going on underneath the hood. Do you have any idea how enamored we are with you? This channel has become one of celebration. The information we've given you before. But part of what is going on now, dear ones, is a closer contact with the other side of the veil. We're going to tell you more about that tonight. If you believe this channeling is real, you know that Spirit can talk to you in this fashion. If you believe that this is real, you also know that all of the facilitators in the room have this ability at their own talent level. Whether it's in health or healing, whether it's in reading, whether it's systems, you're designed to help other people. And that comes with wisdom. You're designed to help other people. You have no idea how enamored we are with you. I want you to take this moment. And if there was ever a question of your self-worth, to understand that God knows you and we are proud. As a parent would be proud of the children that on your own, without any push from us, without miracles in your life happening, without your pushing for them. We did not put you here. You did. You did. And at the last possible moment, you pulled it out of the fire. My partner was born long before the harmonic convergence. When I faced his soul and we talked, I said, you know that there is an amazing chance you're just going to come in and die with all the others. It's not looking good. I said that to all of you. You went all those years waiting for me. And then the irony is when I came in, I had to convince him that it was real. Took years. Right on schedule, dear ones. That's why we're here. And I just wanted to take the moment in this room for you. Again, you have no idea how we love you. The best is yet to come. If you can relax into the new energy and you understand what is going on, you do not despair and you do not fear, the best is yet to come. But old souls are designed for that. You can't really scare them that much. You've been through it. You have no idea how enamored we are with you. And so it is.